Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I'm so glad you joined me today. I have been ministering for the last number of broadcasts on a subject, how to deal with anger according to the Word of God. And so it's important. I'm in a teaching mode, and I have been giving a lot of scripture, but it's important in our everyday life that every day we can grow more in the image of the Lord. You know, sometimes we get stagnated. We feel spiritually we're not moving on, and so often we focus our attention to what we feel as an understanding. Well, things haven't changed. We tend to look outside of ourselves. We look at circumstances. We look at the events, the elements of our life, and it's like, well, nothing is really very different. But many times, God may keep those, quote, circumstances the same so He can focus on internal issues, spiritual issues, things that God has been trying to teach you. All of us, we are all in a process of healing. In fact, I declare this stay-at-home order in terms of the coronavirus. I've been praying that God would use it for good because our lifestyles throughout the nation have been seriously impacted by the effects of this pandemic. And so whatever the enemy might mean for evil and for sorrow and iniquity and sickness, God can use it for good for those who are sensitive and open to Him. And for those who don't know Him, what a wonderful time to close off the distractions of life and help them to begin to focus on priorities, that because there have been so many deaths through that. This is a fact and a reality. Young people tend not to think of it, but something that affects every single one of us. There's only two human beings that never died, and that was Enoch and Elijah. He was taken up to heaven in a fiery chariot, and Enoch was no more because he walked with God and God took him. So, beloved, everyone else has gone by way of the grave. So it's been a wonderful time where we can have spiritual renewal, where we can focus on, as God's people, the things that are really important. And so, as I mentioned to my UCM partners at the beginning of this year, I sense the focus of the Holy Spirit was working on deep issues within us that maybe the Holy Spirit has tried to address, and we've just kind of not been sensitive. We've closed off our eyes, our hearing to what He desires to do in our lives. And He's also very practical. And so this is why I'm sharing this message, doing a lot of teaching on how do we deal with anger, because it affects every single one of us. Now, we're going to talk right now, beginning on the anger of man. Now, what does the Word tell us? Because the anger of man is not a godly anger. It generally arises when we feel we have been hurt, we have been offended, we have been injured in some way, not necessarily physically, but emotionally, or in some way there's been some unpleasant, unhappy thing that has occurred to us, and we direct that anger at the person. Or, listen, have you ever gotten angry at some inanimate object, you know, trying to get the top off of a bottle or something that is just frustrating you? This is something we can all relate to in our day-to-day lives. But what does the Word tell us? We're to mortify the deeds of the flesh through the power of the Holy Spirit. And unrighteous anger, the anger of man, is definitely one of the deeds of the flesh. Let me share a scripture with you. Romans 8:13-14. For if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit of God do mortify, that's the King James, but it means kill, destroy the deeds of the body, ye shall live. In Colossians, Paul shares what are some of the deeds of the body: fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, and so on. In Colossians 3:8, he goes on clearly to say, but now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice. See, he covers all those negative, get back, get even, get back at someone, which is our normal response. If you get hit, what's the normal response? You want to hit back, right? I mean, that's true even in the animal world. If they're injured, they want to strike back. It's part of the whole survival mentality. And so, but God has called us to godliness, and so we're to put off anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. In other words, we're to put off the old man, put off the carnal nature. And what are we? How do we do this? We submit to God, and we resist the enemy. Thirdly, we use our spiritual weapons. And if you're in a position where a pen and paper are handy, you might want to jot these down. These are some helpful scriptures. But we're to use our spiritual weapons. And what is that? The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. That is used as an offensive weapon. Our faith, the shield of faith, that's a defensive weapon. It prevents the fiery darts of the enemy from penetrating and into our person, into our spirit, where we're vulnerable. That shield of faith, just like it did for the Roman soldier, or, you know, in ancient times when they used shields, it prevented the life-taking arrow of an enemy or a javelin. It stopped, it prevented the attack. And so that's a defensive weapon. But the sword, the sword is what deals deadly blows to the work of the enemy. And all you have to do is quote the Word of God, knowing the authority you have as a child of God, and the enemy will flee. That's not me saying it. Submit to God, resist the enemy, he will flee from before you. So let me share with you some suggested verses when you are going through a battle, when you're really angry, you're really upset. Psalm 37:8, that says, cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself in any wise to do evil. Again, that's Psalm 37:8. Cease from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not thyself, don't get yourself worked up in any way to do any kind of evil, which the wrath of man is. And of course, that scripture I've claimed a lot in my own life. James 1:20, for the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. So let me reiterate and review. The emotional feeling or response that you have of anger, that's not a sin. Somebody does something to you on the job, whether you're being treated unfairly by a supervisor or someone who's in authority over you, that's a normal response. I mean, even Jesus said, how long shall I suffer you? He had just come down from the Mount of Transfiguration, and his disciples couldn't cast the evil spirit out of this child. And the Father appealed to Jesus. Because why? He had given them power and authority and anointing to deliver. He said, he sent the 70 out. He said, go and heal the sick and you know, cast out evil spirits. He gave them that authority. They'd experienced it. And now, whatever the situation was with this child, he was epileptic, you know, it was too much for them. And so, but he didn't sin. So we have to understand that feeling of anger is not a sin. It becomes a sin when we lose control and we indulge and satisfy our temper by violent actions or words. The fleshly nature of the old man is in direct opposition to the word of God. James says in chapter 1, verse 19, "Wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, and slow to wrath." And what do? We do just the opposite. We're quick to wrath, we're quick to speak, and sometimes we're very slow to hear. But through the power of the Holy Ghost and the Word of God, we can have victory. Praise God. In fact, let me just pause and let's pray, because we're going to go on. The next subject is righteous anger, but I think we'll save that for tomorrow. So, Father, in Jesus' name, Lord, I believe perhaps every single human being listening, everyone who's listening, I include myself, we all have the capacity, we all have the tendency to be angry and be reactive immediately. We are quick to anger. We are quick to wrath. And sometimes we're very slow to hear. We don't empathize. We don't understand the dynamics of what might be going on in that other person or operating in the circumstances. They could be incredibly insecure, and they lash out in their immaturity, in their own foolishness. And so, Father, help us to be wise as serpents and harmless as doves. I rebuke that tendency toward anger, and help us, Lord, help us to be as one who rules our own spirit, and that would be is mightier than one who takes the city. I claim that victory, that promise, that we will be able to rule our own spirits as you desire us to do through the power of the Holy Spirit in the wonderful and mighty name above every name, the name of Jesus. Praise God. And we know our Heavenly Father heard that prayer, beloved. So look for a change. You're going to pause before you blow up, before you get angry. Amen. We all shall do that as we hearken to the Spirit of God and allow Him to direct our actions, our words, in a godly way. Well, beloved, as always, I invite you to write and share whatever prayer needs some of you, or there's other areas that you're dealing with. There could be sickness. I just thank God. I praise God for the testimonies that come in, and I need to share those from time to time. But until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.